Being a parent is tough. Knowing what's ahead helps a lot. Thinking of having kids soon? You probably think you know what to expect, right? Not quite. No matter how many baby books you read or parenting experts you consult, you'll never be completely ready. For instance, you might believe you understand childcare, but there's much more to it. You know you'll be tired and changing diapers, but there are other worries too. Today's parents feel intense pressure to be perfect, due to having too many choices. You can decide how many kids to have, when to have them, the birth method, and parenting style. The baby's gender is one of the few things left to chance. The complexities of modern parenting. Many parents believe having numerous options is advantageous, but in reality, it creates pressure to excel in every aspect. They feel stressed trying to impress others with their parenting skills and often struggle to meet their high standards. Simultaneously, the roles of children at home and in society are evolving. Parenting has become more demanding. Parents now shuttle their kids to various activities like soccer and music lessons, which are considered essential, and then must retrieve them afterward. Modern parents often require more time and money compared to their parents. Consequently, stress and fatigue are widespread among them. The following insights highlight the main challenges of being a parent today. It's important to note that this advice mainly applies to the middle class in the U.S., not the poor or elite. Let's begin by exploring the first major difficulty faced by most new parents. Parenthood diminishes your independence. Before becoming parents, adults enjoy independence. They can come and go as they please and do what makes them happy. Want to party? No problem. Feel like a quick getaway? Pack your bags and go. But all this changes abruptly when a child enters the picture. With parenthood comes a loss of familiar daily routines that once brought joy. Many parents today start their families later in life, making it harder to adjust ingrained habits. One big change is how babies disrupt sleep patterns. We spend years figuring out how much sleep we need, but with a child, that control slips away. Starting a family means losing the ability to predict your future accurately because you can't foresee your child's needs. People without kids can plan their lives and schedule their activities. Having a child can make it difficult to plan, as caring for them becomes your top priority. However, it's not all bad news. One way to stay organized is to plan your work around taking care of your child. While flexible work schedules can help balance parenting and career goals, they also limit your options. Working from home on your schedule often means dividing your time between child care and work, creating a stressful juggling act. This setup can hinder productivity as you switch between these roles. Thus, besides autonomy, what else is at risk when you become a parent? Parenting struggles may impact marital stability. Are you married? Do you plan to have children? Keep in mind that having a child can significantly alter your relationship. It's often believed that having children reduces the likelihood of divorce, but it doesn't guarantee happiness. In reality, becoming parents can strain relationships. One major issue is the increase in household chores when a child arrives. While both parents usually pitch in, they don't always divide the work equally. Challenges in parenting dynamics and social life. Mothers are often skilled at juggling tasks, like taking care of a child while cleaning. In contrast, fathers tend to focus on one task at a time, which can make it appear they're doing less, even if they're spending equal time helping out. This perceived unfairness can lead to disagreements. Also, parents rely more on each other for socializing. Before having kids, couples spend time with friends and colleagues. But after having a baby, social time disappears, and they rely on each other for socializing. The pressure of depending on this might cause more issues in relationships, leading to more fighting. Finally, mothers and fathers have different ways to take a break from parenting and enjoy their me time. While fathers are often able to relax and stop parenting, mothers tend to feel bad about taking care of themselves instead of their children. If dads take a break, it can make mom angry. These are some early challenges parents face, but what comes later? Overloading schedules for kids and adults is a significant issue. Concerned cultivation is a term you might not have heard, but you've probably seen parents doing it. It's when parents, often from the middle class, try to control and plan every aspect of their kids' lives. You've likely heard of tiger moms. These are moms who push their kids into a ton of activities from a very young age, like extra math, language lessons, and sports. They're the poster children for concerted cultivation, grabbing every chance to boost their kids' education and skills. Parents today are investing significantly more time in childcare compared to previous generations. Mothers now dedicate an additional 3.8 hours per week to child rearing than those in 1965. This increase is mirrored by fathers, who also tripled their involvement. Except globalization and future skills. One major reason for this push is globalization. The world today is unpredictable, and jobs that seem secure now could be outsourced or automated tomorrow. To prepare their children for this uncertain future, parents encourage them to acquire a wide range of skills. They want to ensure their children are well prepared for whatever challenges lie ahead. For example, one reason soccer is gaining popularity in the U.S. is its worldwide appeal. In contrast, American football mainly attracts Americans. So, your child has a better chance of winning an international scholarship by playing soccer than football. Organizing activities for your child when they're young is one thing. But soon, every parent faces the daunting challenge of adolescence. Adolescents pose challenges. Understanding why is crucial. When parents talk about their baby or toddler, they often gush over how cute and delightful they are. But when you ask them about their teenager, the response changes. Adolescence is a tough time filled with conflict and anxiety because it's the awkward phase between childhood and adulthood. Parents might think treating teenagers like adults, giving them freedom and letting them make their own choices, is the best approach. However, this can be risky because teenagers are very different from grown-ups. Adolescents don't usually respond to logical arguments like adults do. They often react emotionally. They're eager to experiment and will push the limits if given freedom, like with drinking alcohol excessively. But being overly protective and restrictive isn't the solution. In today's world, we often try to stop teens from taking risks and exploring creatively. This can lead them to do things that seem pointless to us, like throwing eggs at people. Many parents tend to project their desires and regrets onto their teenage children. They try to correct their past mistakes by controlling their kids' behaviors. However, this can often restrict their children's freedom rather than safeguard them. The joy and fun of having kids outweighs the trouble. Having children can be tough, so why do people still want them? Well, alongside the challenges come a lot of fun and joy. Kids also help you reconnect with your past. They break up the monotony of adult life, which can be quite freeing. Children have this knack for living in the moment. They might insist on pizza right now, no matter what. But this childlike behavior can also liberate you from your routines. For instance, it lets you interact with the world more playfully, touching things instead of just observing from afar. Having children encourages adults to think about big questions. Many grown-ups see philosophical ideas as impractical and distracting from their busy lives. But children's curiosity about why things are as they are prompts parents to think deeply, which many enjoy about being with kids. They challenge our grown-up beliefs. The joys and challenges of parenting. Raising children brings great joy. It's more than that. It shapes who you are. Parenting lets you discover your potential and give meaning to your life. Children give you a reason to wake up every day. While they make life more complicated, they also simplify it by giving you a clear purpose, to raise them well. In a 2007 survey by the Pew Research Center, 85% of parents said their relationship with their children gave them the most personal fulfillment, even more than their relationship with their spouse. Having kids brings challenges, but these can be overcome. Ultimately, it's the happiness and fulfillment kids bring that make them worth having. Key points. 1. Parenting is challenging, but offers unique joys and fulfillment that enrich life. 2. Modern parents face pressure from too many choices and evolving societal expectations. 3. Raising children demands more time, money, and sacrifices of personal freedom. 4. Parenthood can strain relationships due to unequal responsibilities and lost social time. 5. Scheduling kids' lives reflects parents' desire to prepare them for an uncertain future. 6. Adolescents need balanced guidance, as excessive freedom or control can backfire. 7. Children inspire curiosity, creativity, and a renewed sense of purpose in parents.